grab your Bibles and your pads and your whatever else you're using. It will not be a Sunday school lesson this morning. There's a promotion looking for you. When you learn to function in the spirit realm properly, receive your seed. There are areas in the spirit realm that we should be growing in. Let me talk to you again.
Yep.
There are areas in the spirit realm we should be growing in. Yes, I receive your seed. And so you get ready to receive your seed. Get ready to grow. This morning, beyond any situation that you're dealing with.
Yes, sir.
I didn't hear you.
Yes, sir.
There must be revelation. There must be enlightenment. There must be in the church places beyond normality. There must always be growth. If something don't run out, it always more. Right? And in the spirit world is the greatest pregnancy that ever existed. Baby after baby after baby after baby after baby. We're birthed in you if you in the right place, listening to the right thing, and paying attention. I don't know, years back I heard, don't expect the same old, same old.
Yes, sir.
No, you go to a routine. Routine annihilate revelation.
Yes, sir.
Fresh. A fresh word from God. Pushing it to you. You hear what I said? A fresh word from God personally to me. I don't know what nobody else got out of it, but he spoke directly to me, my situation. And then there's another word that is hanging very heavy over us in this season, growth.
Right.
Growing in the spirit. Not forming, growing. Not circling, but seeing new insight of your walk with God.
Amen.
This is where we are. So it won't be a Sunday school lesson, but probably we're going to deal with something this morning in the aspect of grace. 5:30 a.m. this morning.
Yes, sir.
He told me to go to the exercise room. And that's where he spoke to me, what he really want to minister here this morning. And it's going to be real heavy. But then it's going to be light because it's going to cause you to fly. So, Father, we yield to your grace this morning. The men and women who are born of your spirit, we yield to the Holy Spirit in the service. Every person hearing the sound of my voice, may they hear what you're saying. And may your glory fill the house. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Very powerful scripture I want you to open to. It's so powerful you're going to read it slow. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. We're going to look at three scriptures because they're going to be rocking us into a new position in the spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. Now this verse is going to say a whole lot more than you're going to see if you don't watch it. If you read it just in English, you're crippling yourself because something the Holy Spirit want to show you here. Apostle Paul speaking apostolically. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. So there's I am-ness in grace. There are non-robbing position in grace if you know how to function in it properly. Paul said, but by the grace of God. By what?
Grace of God.
Now, actually, what I want you to see is by the grace of God, I am. Whatever I need to be at any given moment, I'm more than a conqueror by the grace of God. See, by the grace of God, he says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Now, the highlights of Jesus' ministry was I am. He kept trying to teach us something. I'm the bread of life. I'm the door. I'm the way. Then he said in John 14:6. Look what he said in John 14:6. We hold that voice and look. Look, some of y'all know it. But look what he said. A threefold revelation from his I am-ness. The same I am-ness and the same revelations that were in Jesus' life and were able to operate in Jesus' life is able to operate in yours.
Yes.
Everything Jesus was, you are.
Yes.
Right here today.
Yes.
But if you don't understand grace, you don't understand grace, you're not going to understand it. See, it's Jesus was operating in something that was already paid for by his Father.
Yes, sir.
His Father sent him, the Father already made his mind of how he's going to come out. Once the Father make his mind up, that's it. The Father made his mind up how you going to come out. Holy Spirit, teach me how to abide in the grace anointing. Holy Spirit, teach me how to abide in the grace anointing. Those three ways you see in there in John 14:6 is John 14:6?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Let me say, I'm the way?
Yes, sir.
The truth?
Yes, sir.
And the life?
Yes, sir.
Those are three grace moves.
Wow.
That is in your life. It's see, grace does not deal with how. Grace already got how figured out. So if you listen this morning, next time you deal with something, you're not dealing with how, you're dealing with when. When you operate as God designed you to operate, you always have the victory. Grace don't deal with feeling. Grace does not deal with how it look. Grace is supernatural.
Yes,
it sounds like a weak word. I want to go back and ask three things. I'm the way. I am. Jesus kept saying, I am. I am. He was talking grace talk. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No matter what come up, I'm the way.
Amen.
Same thing hold true today. All right? Now, Go back to 15 and 10, because I want to show you two or three things here before we take off. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed on me, was not in vain. So from this day forward, you're not going to let God's grace that is have created his I am-ness in you to be in vain. Paul said, but I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I.
Yes, sir.
But the grace of God, which was with me.
Mm-hmm.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
We're talking about the Holy Spirit teaching us to abide in the grace anointing. Now, I want to show you something about the anointing. Go in 1 John 2:27. Look at this about the anointing, then I'm going to show you something else about grace. This is a matured position. Hallelujah. That the Lord want to put you in this morning. That the Holy Spirit keep you. You're always abiding in that grace. Stand in your grace space.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You still here?
Yes, sir.
Here in 1 John, a lot of people don't see this, but John was trying to tell us something that we'll never have to worry again.
Hallelujah.
But the anointing, you there?
Yes, sir.
What you have received of him does what?
Abides
in you.
Yes, sir.
You need not that any man teach you. Oh, my goodness. See, man can't teach you. I'm up here, I can't teach you. If you're not listening, if you're not receiving, and you're not in the right position, no matter what I say, you're going to leave here the same way. I've been to church. But if you develop yourself in being a listener, yielding to the Holy, he's in you, the Holy Spirit. He will train you supernaturally. You will not be a regular person another day in your life. You don't supposed to be regular. You're wearing a grace anointing. Look what he said about this anointing. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, all right? And you need not any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is true, and is no lie, even as it has taught you, you should abide in him.
Yes, sir.
If you abide in me, my word abide in you. Ask what you will. See, great grace, I believe grace will always take you to an abiding word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So the situation or the opposition or whatever it is can't fully bother you because you know you're coming out.
Yes,
sir. Say, I got a word.
And
you always, as a child of God, always, your father, always, Leroy Jr., Shauna, Montreal, Darnell, they always had a word.
Yes.
When they left for school, they had a word.
Yes.
They always had a word. So that word guided them. Whatever came up and tried to throw them off, they knew what to do with it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So now you, I don't know, I was trying to think about it about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. I ever heard anyone teach on this. Maybe you have.
Yes.
Holy Spirit. Teach me abiding, teach me to abide in the grace anointing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you heard that. You heard that message before?
Yes, sir.
I've listened to some of the greatest men and women in the world. I said, Lord, I said, what is this? He says, I want you to let them know that they're about to flow in a new dimension.
Yes.
See, it is not space you make. It's grace you take.
That's good. Hallelujah, that's
good. So when a need come up, you don't need to try to make some space by your praying. You take some grace by your praying. You take what receive, release what's already in you. Because it's there. Every victory you need is on the inside of you.
Hallelujah.
Right here, right now. I don't care what you're dealing with. There's a grace to handle it. Now, grace sounds like a weak word, too. Grace. And the church have kept it weak. But grace, now watch this. Go back to 1 Corinthians 15. Watch this. I may have said it, but I won't say it now because I feel the emphasis of the Holy Ghost. Grace, you never heard this before either. Grace means I am. Look at the verse. You can cuss or whatever you want to do, just look at the verse. Grace means I am.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I am whatever God says I am. I can do. I can be, I can have, through grace, whatever God said. Now, one of the difficulties of yielding to the Holy Spirit in this grace anointing, this grace walk, we're going to sell it today. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Let's sell it. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. In order to walk in this type of anointing, you're going to have to die daily. You're going to have to die daily. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I'm crucified with Christ. You see that?
Yes,
nevertheless, I live, yet not I. That's where grace is about to take over. But Christ lives in me. The life that I now live, which I now live in the flesh. Now grace and faith always are dancing together in the spirit world. They produce music. And they dance by their own music. And they get their own results. Grace and faith. Don't forget that. Grace. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself. See, that's a combination of grace and faith, because the next verse tells us what happened. Why people are not advancing and why they are not enjoying the full benefits of this grace anointing. I do not frustrate. Look at that next verse. I do not frustrate the grace of God. You see it? So you can either frustrate the grace of God or you can have faith with the grace of God.
Yes, sir.
You got to make your mind. You frustrate it when you get worried, when you think you're not going to make it. Lord have mercy, when you think you're not good enough. No, you're not good enough. But he made you good. He put his grace on you. Lord have mercy. I'm so thankful for Jesus. What he done for me. Are you thankful? I know you ain't sitting up here thinking you worthy yourself. Lord, we really need to have a prayer meeting. No, he made me worthy with his blood. He paid for my sin. Hallelujah. So here, back in the scripture, he says, I'm crucified with Christ. That crucifixion, you dying, put you in grace. I'm not living in my own space. I'm living in grace space. I'm living in the space what he already has done for me. All right? Mistake? Yes. But grace there to help me. How many of y'all love God with all your heart? So there's another scripture I want to show you, and it's hidden. Romans chapter 12. In Romans chapter 12, verse 3, grace is hidden. It's coming out, but you got to have revelation to catch it. It's hidden in that verse. I want you to see that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The average Christian will never learn how to walk in the grace anointing. You got to die. I tell you what, do I tell you, John? Romans 12, 3. And I tell you, grace is hiding in there.
Yes, sir.
Can you see where it's hiding?
Yes, sir.
One of the things that keep you from functioning in grace, look up here. One of the things that keep you from functioning in grace, you looking up here?
Yes, sir.
How many times have this stopped you from operating in grace? Maybe 3 days later you sit down and say, shut up. 3 days later, but you want to be aware of the fact that your mind is a grace robber. I said, how many times you've been robbed of grace through your mind? All right, you know, actually, how many times you got worried? How many times you got mad? How many times you got fearful? Each one of those times, you were robbed of grace. Can you see that? Now, who admit they've been robbed of grace before? Who admit their mind took the place of grace? This voice is digging into it. You have to really be looking to see it. But he's trying to tell you here in Romans 12, 3, for I say through the grace given unto me. See, I say through grace. What did you say? To every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to God have dealt to every man the measure of faith. So it's sharing with you there, your life should be a life of grace and faith.
Yes, sir.
Not your thought.
Yeah.
Thoughts will rob you of the power and the glory of God.
Uh-huh.
But grace will put you in your place.
Yes, sir.
Knowing how to yield to the grace anointing. Holy Spirit, teach me how to always yield to the grace anointing. Which is I am. So my I am-ness is in grace. So my victory, my triumph, my anointing is in grace. It's already in place. Write that down. Every victory, every triumph, every anointing in my life is already in place. I don't have to go to pray about it. It's already there. Praying should inform me on yielding.
Yes. 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 Yes.
To what I already have. Yes, so you leave here not trying to get it, Christian. You leave here knowing I already have it.
Yes.
The apostle said, release it. Release your faith. Release the love of God.
Yes.
Release the anointing.
Yes.
Release righteousness. Release it. You got it. It's in you, not because of you. It's in you because of him.
Yes.
Worry, fear, attacks. You know how to deal with them through grace.
Yes.
You're wearing a grace anointing.
Yes, sir.
I walk by faith and not by sight. I'm led by the Spirit and not by the flesh. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads me in the green path. And you got to remind yourself, take the word and remind yourself of those things. So we're talking about yielding to the grace anointing, which is I am. Now, a powerful revelation has been given you this morning that grace produced your I am-ness. Grace and I am is synonymous in your life. I am the victory.
I am
blessed.
Yes.
You can't go by how you feel, baby. And that last phone call you got, that don't determine how you come out. You already out. Operating in the grace anointing daily, I wrote that 5 this morning. Flowing in the grace anointing on purpose. And you never heard it, you never heard of the grace anointing, no way. Knowing how to operate, let me say it a little different, in a supernatural grace anointing. Nothing else caught your attention. This should catch your attention. Jesus, when he was on earth, was operating in supernatural grace anointing.
Yeah. Wow, that's good.
Jesus. I think he's somebody you can follow, right?
Yes.
When he was on earth, he was a man, but he was operating in a supernatural grace anointing. Jesus already knew what the Father had said he was going to do. He had God's word. You have God's word in your hand right now.
Yes, sir.
And time after time, God tell you what he has done, what he's going to do.
Yes, sir.
But most of it already done.
Yes, sir.
All your victories already selling. What do you call it? Joy unspeakable? And full of what?
Glory.
If anywhere you see grace flowing, glory coming right behind it. Mercy coming, you know, because the Bible says in Hebrews 4:16, look at it. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we can find mercy and grace to help in a time of need. Good God Almighty. Mercy and grace.
Yeah.
What you dealing with this morning? Online. What's up? Mercy and grace is ready to work with you. Huh? Who need an answer in here this morning? Good God Almighty. You should get it while I'm talking. Let the Holy Spirit give you your answer. And get your joy back. And get your dance back. By yourself. You gotta have a crowd to dance. You ain't no dancer. You need to dance by yourself. Just dance, man. Just kiss the air. Just God for his goodness anyway. I see some of y'all haven't been dancing. The Holy Ghost dance. Knowing how to operate in a supernatural grace anointing, Jesus was operating in supernatural anointing in his ministry. And he kept saying on purpose, I don't know how often you say this, I am.
I am.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
See, when the last time you said I am?
Come on.
You're too busy looking at them. Satan set you up, put all kind of people in front of you, doing all kind of things.
Yeah.
Boys think they're girls, and girls think they're boys, and all kind of old crazy stuff. Why you keep looking at them? They're no more a small percentage. And I forgot about how small a percentage it is and how we have magnified this mess. John is a man.
Yeah.
I'll look at him. I ain't got to look at your sissies. You know what I'm saying? We get to look at them little. Y'all don't want me to talk. Y'all talking about, that ain't nice. I won't be nice. I ain't trying to be nice. I'm trying to be ugly. I'm talking about being nice. You can't be nice to somebody who violated what God want to do and don't have no respect. How you going to be nice to that? That ain't love. That's stupidity. Now, to make you grip kapatelesa, grip this thing, turn with me to 1 Peter 5 and 10. Try to keep up with me on the board. I'm going to move kind of fast. 1 Peter 5 and 10. Turn with me there again. I want you. That he is the God of all grace. If he's the God of all grace, I won't be in grace. Huh? What did he say? He's the God of all grace. All the grace I need, he got it. And if grace can't handle it, I don't need it. Hallelujah. He's the God. But the God of all grace. Look at that. But the God of all grace. Who have called us into his eternal glory. The glory and grace travel together by Christ Jesus. After that, you have suffered a while. After you have suffered a while. After you have suffered a while. Tell somebody, just for a while. Make you perfect. Look at them three words. Establish. Forward. Strengthen. And seller, Jesus Christ. Huh? What? Suffered a while. Make you what? Perfect. What else? What else? What else? How long you suffer? For a while. All of us have been through something, right? And you go through it though. Don't park there and live. And call everybody you know to tell about what problem you're having. Go on through the doggone thing. We just read Hebrews 4:16. I want that in your note. That you have a throne of grace you can call upon. Notice he released different things. He released glory in the voice we just left. Now he released mercy along with grace. Look, everything won't run with grace. Grace paid it all. And all those things follow grace. Thank you, Lord, have mercy. Now notice Hebrews 10:29. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Grace. The Spirit of Grace. So now you got the Spirit of Grace on you. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Grace. You see that? Turn to the verse of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of God and have caused the blood of the covenant wherewith he was gone, sanctified, and a holy thing, have done despite unto the Spirit of Grace. Everybody say the Spirit of Grace.
The Spirit of Grace.
Is upon me.
Is upon me.
Within me.
Within me.
Around me.
Around me.
Right now. What the Spirit of Grace is? It's the Spirit of favor. I'm wearing a Spirit of favor anointing.
Right. Yes, sir.
You need to write that down.
Yes.
I'm wearing a Spirit of favor anointing the rest of my days.
Yes, sir.
And every now and then I'm going to read this, look at it and say, I'm going to call it up. Mm-hmm. Then notice the gospel of the grace of God and the word of his grace. Turn to Acts 20, 24, and 32. You're going to see both of them. The gospel of the grace of God, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I receive of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. The gospel of the grace of God is on my life.
Right now.
Lord, Christian. And then you go on the 32nd verse. Look what he said. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. You see that? I just want to see how important grace is in the Bible. Was able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. The word of it is. The word of God is grace.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was prophetically prophesied of the grace that would come on us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Look with me. Look with me in 1 Peter 1:10. The prophet of old prophesied of the grace that should come to us. We got a dynamic grace that is working on our life. Of what salvation the prophet have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied that the grace was coming. Of the grace that should come unto you. We in there now.
Yes,
Jesus brought it.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes,
and then if you look, not only in that verse, look in John 1:17. A lot of scripture this morning. John 1:17. Grace, 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 grace. For the law was given by Moses. But grace and truth came by
Jesus Christ.
So I can live a grace and truth life. Jesus said, you know the truth. What did he say you do? Set you free there in John 8:32. All right. Now, let's look at this. Jesus was full of grace. And it is from his fullness, Jesus' fullness, that we receive one grace after another.
Yes,
sir. John 1:14, quickly. Jesus was full of grace. And it's from his fullness that we receive one grace after another. Then John 1:14, the word was made flesh, dwell among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory of the only begotten of the Father. Look at what he's full of. What you full of? I just asked. I mean, you know. That was a good spot. That was a good spot for us to never remember. You get in the car. What am I full of? Worry? Fear? Lack? Anger? Letting your life pass you by because of a stupid neighbor? Co-worker, just stupid, and you got you all mixed up? Let your grace flow, baby. Let your grace flow, baby. Say, tell somebody, let your grace flow, baby.
That's good.
You say you're full of grace, right?
Yes.
Well, forgive them. Love them. Help them if you can. Buy them a sandwich. I'm telling you now, I'm telling you how to do it. You can't be blessed and nobody get angry. This world gonna be angry. Church folk gonna be angry. Church folk more in the world, they're just mad. You get blessed. Oh, church folks say, oh my. Not only everybody can see it. They already know you're anointed, but don't let them see nothing.
Yes, sir.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You gonna abide in this grace?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Don't let nothing shake you up. No, you're gonna come out all right.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's already paid for.
Already.
It's already done.
Already done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The devil not your master. Jesus is your master. Lift your hand and praise him. Lift your hand and praise him. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy. Oh, have he been good to us? Glory, glory, glory. I got the grace of God upon me. I got the grace of God within me. I got the grace of God around me. I got the grace of God in front of me. I got the grace of God behind me.
Yes.
I'm surrounded by God's grace. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. Lord Jesus didn't die in vain. No, he rolled, I rolled with him.
Yes.
Glory to God. He got power, I got power.
Yes.
He got joy, I got joy.
Yes.
He has peace, I have peace.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Stop, I want you to stop all that word.
Yes.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself.
Yes.
Lift your hand and praise God. Thank God how far he brought you. He brought you a long way, haven't he?
Yes.
Have God brought you from anywhere?
Yes.
Have God done anything for you?
Yes.
Well, shout then. I tell you right now, oh my God, I tell you right now, he's in here.
Yes.
He's in here right now.
Yes.
And he wants you to know, he wants to know if you're going to take this grace message.
Yes.
Let the Holy Spirit keep you in the grace of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me preach. I'm going to preach a few more minutes. Choir, y'all get up here. I'm going to preach a few more minutes. Hallelujah.
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 Somebody help me up in here. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. I'm so glad I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm blessed. No, I want you to scream it. I'm blessed. Don't whisper it. Don't whisper it. Scream it out. I'm blessed. I'm leaving here blessed.
I'm leaving here blessed.
Every problem I need straightened out is straightened out right now.
I
place grace on it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Grace on my children.
Grace
on my grandchildren.
Grace
on my home.
Grace on
I place grace on it.
Grace
on my marriage.
Grace
on my husband coming.
Grace
on my wife coming. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They're coming. Yeah, they come. You're coming. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. They're coming. I'm calling them right now. Nobody need to be single who don't want to be single. Nobody need to be single who don't want to be single. Nobody need to be single who don't want to be single. Send the man, Lord. Send the woman. Send the right one, though. Don't send nobody stupid, because we got to send them away from here. Let us have discernment who you send. Don't let them take anybody. Good God, Jesus. Don't take anybody, girl. That's $1,000. First one might not be the right one. What I'm doing here, Lord? The first one might not be the right one. First of all, do you have a job? Do you have somewhere for us to stay? Do you got a car? Let me see your check. Sometimes they lie, you know, I got a good job. Let me see some of them checks, though. What am I dealing with up in here? I got over there.
Grace.
I got over there, Reverend. Who am I talking to up in here? You bring them by me, I'll jerk the slack out of them. And they don't come by me. You better go to Junior somewhere. But you're coming to me. I'll snatch it out of you. Lord have mercy. Well, get on up here, Carl.
Hallelujah!
What the Bible says about grace and its life-transforming power. Write that down. Life, sit down a minute, we're going to go. Life transforming power. Grace have life transforming power. May a supernatural grace anointing rest upon each of us now. A supernatural grace anointing. This anointing is so powerful because it's full of Jesus' blood. I want to mention that. This anointing is so powerful. I want to re-mention that. It's full of Jesus' blood. As you learn how to function in this amazing grace, great doors, listen, and gates will open to me in the kingdom. You will operate in God's business on earth supernaturally. Y'all listening? Get ready for more powerful living and favor in divine ownership glory. Want me to go over that? Get ready for more powerful living and favors is plural, and in divine ownership glory. Get ready. God is about to use you like never before. How many of you are ready to be you? Hallelujah. Grace and its life transforming power, stepping fully into your grace right. There's no traffic in the world or in hell can stop the functioning of grace. Grace keep everything flowing. Grace keep everything flowing. It's up on you now. You here? You ready to flow? Person ain't got no business can't get pregnant if they won't be pregnant. They're married, they got a husband, they get pregnant. They got both things they need. I've laid hands on so many people, and every one of them got pregnant. I don't know why I'm getting into all this stuff, y'all. You know? I'm getting into a lot of traffic here. Because the grace of God was on Jesus, gracious word proceeded out of his mouth. I want you to talk with grace. Stop talking all stupid and joking all the time. Look them straight in the eye and find out where they are. Ask them a question, give them an answer. Listen, Jesus, the grace of God was upon Jesus. And gracious, if the grace of God on you, gracious word gonna come out your mouth. Just write down Luke 2:40. Put it up there, Luke 2:40, quickly, and 4:22. I'll try to close that. Luke 2:40. I want y'all to speak grace. And the child grew, yeah, and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and what?
The grace of God upon you.
Ooh, say the grace of God upon me right now. Looking for Luke 4:22. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? Gracious word. Learn, my brothers and sisters, my sons and daughters, how to speak gracious word. You know what I'm saying? Learn how to have some dignity in what you say. Don't just be saying stuff. Say it with an anointing. Stop all that joking. Too much doggone joking. You know, joke about everything. All you, when people joke like that, they just skip the seriousness of things.
Yeah.
I mean, you can laugh every now and then, but don't laugh every time.
Right.
A lot of times people can't get can get adjusted to me. I ain't doing all that laugh. I want some conviction to hit my life. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Try to scare you. Hallelujah. God. Glory to God. I'm trying to get off now if I can. What about sanctifying grace?
Oh, yeah.
Then Titus 2:11-12. Keep us from being contaminated.
Yes.
The impartation of God's holiness.
Yes.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation to appear to all men. Go to that 12th verse. Teaching us that denying ungodly. Uh-oh. I believe in holiness now. I'm going to tell you right now. I believe in doing the right thing. Huh? And if you're not doing the right thing, I'm going to catch you. Oh, yes, I'm going to catch you. You remember this church, you're going to get caught. Yes, sir. Because I'm praying about you every day. I'm praying about you living a holy life. If you got some mistakes in your life, let's straighten them out. Whorish men don't like to be around me. Because I read their whole them. That's why in this church, you know, people join, they come on join, but you got to line up. You ain't going to be bothering people up in here. You know? And what a church you can have. 30 people, I think it was 30 people we had last Sunday that testified. 30? 50. 50? And nobody got out of order. Nobody tried to preach their little sermon.
Come on,
sir. You can't do that in any church. There's a certain amount of adulthood in this church. People know that I got to do the right thing. Even though I might have something else to say, but it's not time to say it now. Because if I say it, y'all went in there when I shut that woman down, right? She started prophesying in one of my camp meetings. I said, where you get that? What? I said something else. Where you get that from? I told you to testify of the service. Don't come here with no new stuff. Nobody asking you for your revelation now. There ought to be pastors and ministers, y'all listen, there ought to be a certain amount of fear.
Right.
God put you there for a reason. Not to be ugly, but see, my members love me because they know I'm going to protect them. My members know ain't no food going in here. And then if somebody says something, just give it to one of my men. Give it to my head usher. Or give it to one of my men. We'll straighten it out. They're either going to straighten out or they're getting away from here. I ain't come here to teach no hold. I come here to teach people how not to be whole. Y'all can get quiet if you want, I don't care. You can live holy. I mean, I came out of the street. I know what the street is at the age of 25. Never went back. I got saved, man. I'm not the same person I was 20. What? I got born again that Sunday morning. Now what song are we going to sing now? Y'all stand up. Sing. Go ahead, sing. Go ahead, sing whatever y'all going to sing. I'm through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.